Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a confounding move by the Buffalo Bills. How do you trade with a team that you cannot get past in the most important games of the year?
With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
Last year, Buffalo had five different wide receivers with 20-plus targets. Four of the five are no longer with the team.
I mean, we talk to teams in our division. You know what I'm saying? It's really, to me, what's the best deal for the Bills? If we don't do a deal, in this case with Kansas City, they can go do a deal with the next team.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay. Well, today was always going to be at least a little bit interesting. There's so much more of the draft left. But we... For the purposes of this show and this radio station, maybe, we lucked out because they have not picked anybody yet. They go first tonight unless they want to trade some more.
Trade down. It's so smart. You got to get out of there. These guys are all the same. There's value. Go down, said Mike Schoep on the radio for years
on
end.
Didn't sound like me at all. You said...
It's so smart.
You didn't tell me they were going to trade with Kansas City.
No, I didn't.
WTF, all caps, with a billion infinity exclamation points after it.
Plus, I made sure the Chiefs wanted the guy you wanted.
Yeah.
I just got to get this out of the way. Because I love this. Like, I am in love with all of this.
Are you?
Yes.
Professionally?
Yes. Professionally, well, recreationally. I did the thing where I yelled at you. I think this is a compliment. I think for a lot of our audience, you are the face. You are the voice.
Oh,
you're the name of Trade Down.
If I don't get blamed for it at least once today, I'm going to be disappointed.
So, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, provide the public service. I love that angst. Angst is good. It's healthy. Like, I love that I'm terrified of the Chiefs having Xavier Worthy on their team. It is not my predominant emotion, but it's one of them. And I like that it's there. It's in the hopper, sort of bouncing around. I think, you know, what I like the most is, to me, having a GM willing to not give any you-know-whats about any of that. Like, what's the alternative to what Brandon Bean did yesterday, right? Do you need me to give you the whole speech about every team's boards are different and draft value and all the stuff? Like, they clearly didn't like the guys that were there enough to do it, or, you know, or didn't like them more than the guys that will be available today, they expect. So what's the move? Take the guy just so Kansas City can't have him? Like, that's no way to run a football team.
You don't even probably know which guy they want.
No, probably not. But you know what's there, and, you know who runs their team. So, I don't know, you might suspect it. You might not care. The point is to have that kind look, there's a conversation to be had about your faith in their process, all right? Because Kansas City has got pretty major scoreboard on you, and that cannot be avoided in the context of this conversation. But for what Brandon Bean was trying to do yesterday, it should not matter, and I'm proud of him for not letting it bother him. Because I'm telling you, I don't think I could do it. Like, I'm worried about what the teams I'm competing with are going to do and what I'm leaving for you or what I'm even maybe helping you do, and that would freak me out. And Bean, I think, very steely, just, you know, whatever. I don't want this player on my team badly enough. Go ahead and have him.
I've all day, when I wasn't out blessing babies this morning, given what happened last night, I've just been so wired for today. I think as great as today's show should be, this conversation and the in between last night and tonight, it's hard. Yes, I'm Mr. Trade Down. I appreciate that. It's too soon to call it. It depends on what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they were to trade down again and draft, I mean, Mitchell was the one guy. He is the one guy left that was in the room with Worthy, mm-hmm. like throughout the whole thing. So if you get into the third round and then you move way up on Saturday from the second trade, and you draft Mitchell at like, if there's another move too, that could still be possible at like 40 or something. Well, I mean, you did great based on how the players were perceived and your needs and everything. Like, you did great. Apart from the fact that one particular player is on the Chiefs, who may have been anyway, had you picked Mitchell,
yep,
the same
right.
Mitchell at 28.
If you weren't going to pick Worthy, you know, yeah, there's every opportunity in the world, I think. It's very realistic to think. Because didn't we think, like, after... Yeah, I mean, San Francisco might have liked him. I mean, they picked a receiver, you know, before 32 at 31. But
that's somebody we never talked about.
Pierce,
really.
I know. I never thought of him as a first-round idea really at all.
Which is the point.
Right.
You know, at one point yesterday I said to you, of Thomas, Mitchell, and Worthy, chances are decent that one of them makes it to Friday. And that happened. So there's that perspective, and... I don't know if I never thought to find out if Bean addressed this, but I feel like he probably had the Carolina trade figured out. It's Carolina.
Oh, he did address it. Like,
okay,
you mean he said yet last night that they fully planned to make a pick at 32, and then his buddy Dan Morgan with Carolina
right,
called
right.
just said like, here, we'll do. And, okay, fine.
Okay, that surprises me a little bit, and I'm sorry that I didn't know that. But
he spoke at like 1 a.m.
I was up. I definitely was up. No, I would have guessed that, and I don't know, no offense to him, but it might still be true, that getting 33 was like that. If the Bills knew that was out there, that's a great move. And it's one that, with all the talk about analytics and data and why you shouldn't draft these guys or why you shouldn't draft this position and everything, how football has changed, mostly for the better, I would say, how teams are better at this. How many people have stopped to think about the value of pick 33 versus pick 32? Like, all this time, if the Bills wanted to trade for Brandon Ayuk, if that's even possible, or even Deebo Samuel, like some kind of move today, trades within draft picks still, you get... I mean, what is it? 19 hours to do that,
right,
as opposed to 10 minutes? So I want to know what happens now, because that should be that's a great edge, I think, that isn't going to be on the Jimmy Johnson draft chart. Those numbers are just one next to the other. Like, they all happen in the same night or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that. So
yeah, you've got.
Let's see what he can do
right.
with this.
Whether you want to use it for, like you're saying, a veteran trade, whether you want to just stay put and pick, you know, the guy you like the most out of, you know, how many guys they might be considering right now. I would assume it's at least a few. But you've got 31 other teams that are all behind you that have had all night and all day today to ruminate about whether or not there's a guy that's worth going up there to get.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, you there's no real time pressure there. You could just sort of sit back and sift through that and like, all right, well, you know, where's our pocket, right? How far do we like a half a dozen guys? Do we like two guys? You know, like, where are you? And you can move accordingly, you know. Like I don't think you'd want to get outside your comfort zone of guys you like in the, you know, the high end of round two, but you could still get paid off to move a couple of spots if, you know, if we all can stand it. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm ready. Just, if you need me to hold you or something, so I'm available. I am so ready for one more.
The Bills are trading the pick. It's the Chiefs. What? Like just staring at the TV like a dog that's hearing a noise that he can't really process. Like what?
I choose not to care.
My mouth is open. What's even happening right now?
I choose not to care. They get a lot of respect. They've won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. They deserve it. They still, like everyone else, don't know the draft better than the next guy. They don't know any better than you do whether Xavier Worthy will hit. He has an advantage over, well, for one, Leggett, because he's got Mahomes. So there's a better chance Worthy has like a nice career and looks, you know, you're going to get him on highlights and in fantasy leagues because he's playing for Kansas City. The other guy's playing for Carolina. Big difference.
I really appreciate you choosing not to care. Let me know what the air is like in that stratosphere that I find unattainable emotionally, because I can't avoid. The last time I dealt with this team in the draft, they de-pantsed me. I mean, they got Patrick Mahomes from me the last time I dealt with them in a draft, and like I know none of that really correlates. It doesn't matter. But well, it's all there.
It's Patrick Mahomes, so I'm going to sound like an idiot, but didn't the Bills do fine there? Even with that, even trading a pick that maybe landed the greatest quarterback ever? No, you could have drafted Patrick Mahomes and been maybe probably better off. But instead, you didn't, and you got a star at corner, and you got a pick that helped you get to Josh Allen. So, okay. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to sit here all day and make the argument for why the Holmes trade was good for the Bills, but you get the point. Like, there was value on their side of even that trade, which, you know, kind of seems maybe like that shouldn't be possible. But, yeah. Well, let's talk to fans.
The very best I can let's do with that fans. Is that it's a push, but even that is with with 3 trophies in the room. I mean, it's just hard. So, like, yeah, like, I admit it. Like, look, I'm not Brandon Bean. I'm psyched out. The Chiefs are in my head. I don't want them to be in Brandon Bean's head because he's got a team to run and he's got players to pick and he's got to figure that out. He's got to figure out how to beat the Chiefs. He just better, you know, I hope for his sake and all of our sanity that Xavier Worthy doesn't turn into Tyreek Hill. That's all. Like, that would be great if that didn't happen and I help them do it.
Yes, it would be
great. That would be great.
Well, there's a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe a good one.
Sure. Yeah. I loved that player for the Bills, by the way. That's that, you know, I know we all, and what do I know? You know, like, maybe they'll pick Keon Coleman today and he'll be great. And I'll be like, well, I liked him back in, you know, December.
Hold on. You have how many names right now would you listen to being comparable to Worthy? I think there are like at least 5. McConkey was right there all the time through the process. Mitchell was even above Worthy for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin and Coleman are guys where it's kind of been up and down, but at times have been often mentioned as first-round caliber players.
They definitely still have the opportunity to do great tonight. They also have the opportunity to draft a defensive back at 33 and make us all insane, because the hours between pick 33 and pick 60 will seem like the longest math class of your life if they don't get a receiver at 33. But, you know, they probably will, right? Sure. Yeah, maybe.
I think, like, I have pushed back against the idea of the Bills drafting 2 by day 2. Like late round 1 and at some point tonight, They only had the one pick.
Yeah.
Now they have three.
That's in the window again, I think.
And yes, and the move up into round five, the Carolina move up, makes it a little easier to get back into round three. I think they will have it. Will use at least three picks tonight. If they do nothing, it's three. And I would expect them to do to make one more move to get them, because it's still a lot tomorrow. Like, now I think you can make a package work where you get into the middle of round three if somebody's just not excited about being there. That's not a given, but I would think that that'd be possible. And then, now, that's the scenario where I think they draft two receivers
right.
tonight.
You could come out of tonight with Keon Coleman and Jalen Polk, say, as an example, and like, okay, like that offsets my, you know, fear about Xavier Worthy to an extent.
Because that's still, I mean, have faith. The Bills know that they have gutted that part of their roster. Like, they know that. They are not out here trolling everybody, thinking that Mac Hollins is going to catch 100 passes. You know, like, I have to say, please believe me. I mean, that's, they have earned that. They know what they're doing. And for me, for my taste, last night is proof of that, not proof that they don't. And so give me one more move. Maybe they pick Cooper DeJean. It's a need. He's good. Everybody seems to think he's the best player on the board right now.
I like him a lot. Don't want the Bills to pick him. I'm kind of torn. This is what I mean. Like, I love this.
I love this.
I feel alive. I mean, I know. I just. It's chaotic. And I'm probably going to say like 50 completely divergent things today.
Do it. That's what people want. That's what the people want.
Something having the power to make you seem like you're going insane is awesome. That's all, and I respect that. I'm in a good place. We'll see how this goes. I mean, I could end up, you know, wanting to slam my head in a door frame in 20 minutes even, but I feel great right now.
We're all hoping that happens.
I'm sweating. Is it hot in here?
It is a little bit. Jason is with us.
Yeah,
hello, Jason.
Conditioning in here or what?
It'll blast away in a few seconds here. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you. Sorry, I'll stop screaming.
Hey, Mike, so I hate the word as ammunition, but I want to give you some more. On the other two picks that we moved up on, I mean, we jumped 50 additional spots on potential picks that Kansas City might want to take, or every other team could jump ahead of them on, you know, Joe Schmuck or Bernard, the linebacker, or any of that. So they're going to lose out on that opportunity that we've taken from them in those other rounds.
Well, I doubt they're too concerned about that, but that's how that works. You know, you're making that deal. I think thank you, Jason. I think in terms of the numbers, like the charts, the Chief trade was pretty neutral. Like, it's not a trade where the Bills hammered Kansas City in that deal. Like, it getting into round three, I think they would have thought, we've been saying it every day, would have been important, and they acted accordingly. But they did not screw over the Chiefs trade. Carolina, though.
Yeah, I think they did great. It seems like they did great value-wise in the Carolina trade. I read that the value of the exchange with the Chiefs was basically they netted a sixth-round pick. And that kind of freaks me out a little. I mean, the Bills have been using fourths to do that for years here. And like, so
that's why I'm surprised to hear the point about the Carolina trade, because the Carolina trade is, if you know you can do that, it's why you do this. You mean, you need 32. Or you could just trade with Carolina, I guess, conceivably 28 for 33, right? Maybe that was possible. But I'm just sort of thinking that the Carolina trade is a big win for the Bills by the numbers, and they couldn't have made it without the other one. So, yes, the other one is the Chiefs. That's the challenging part. But so anyway, like, to me, that's why it all sort of makes sense together. But if the Bills had no mind to do the second trade, they had never thought of picking first tonight, well, then there goes that.
I don't think I misunderstood what I read from Bean. What I read from him, he plainly said, like, we planned to pick at 32, and then Carolina called. So I'm going with that.
Okay. So maybe that's the same. Maybe it can still be what I think, and that's how you could put it.
Yeah. But Or maybe he has some reason to not want to tell you he was thinking about doing both things at once. I don't know what that reason would be exactly, but, you know, whatever.
I'm going to be his biggest advocate today, so maybe he could text me. Just throwing that offer out there. The real deal there. Tim is with us. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Great.
What I'm never hearing anybody say is, to me, I think you take Cooper DeJean, you take our third-round pick, maybe package it with our fifth, jump up a little bit, maybe even jump up with another fifth to jump up a little bit more on that third to get a receiver, and or possibly taking next year's second we got from Stephon Diggs and throwing up the fifth with that and see if we can get back in with an extra third and getting two receivers and Cooper DeJean.
Yes, fine.
The other thing I never hear also is, like, a fast receiver is one thing. It doesn't make him Tyreek Hill. Everybody thinks this guy's Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is good because he's shifty and he's hard to and he's fast also. We've had fast receivers. Goodwin was a fast receiver, and it really doesn't help you too much unless he's got the extra skills that Tyreek Hill has. Goodwin is not no Tyreek Hill.
Fair enough. Scott Barrett, who I think is one of the sharpest analysts in the game, he is who I was citing all the time with the yards per route run stat, like why I never wanted Brian Thomas Jr., why I never wanted A.D. Mitchell, I still might get A.D. Mitchell, was because that their yards per route run in college were absurdly low for a prospect. Like, it's all busts, guys that produced on that level. So Scott Barrett, for him, Worthy was like the worst rated deep ball catcher in the class. And he's the fastest. But like his skill set is going to be screens and it's going to be, you know,
jet sweeps.
Yeah. Like that's, look, he went to the perfect team.
And Hill did a lot of that too.
That's right. Look, he went to the perfect team, but this guy is not, if you run 4-2-1, you know, you're going to go earlier than this. If he's slight too, like there's that part of
That's it. Yeah. The body type. I mean, Hill's a little guy, but he's a thick. I mean, he's almost as wide as he is tall. Hill. He looks like a square. This guy is not that. I like this guy. I think his skill set is more well rounded. I think in a way, because I do this too. I've admitted this to a number of our guests. Like the guy runs the fastest 40. I'm like, forget it. Like, his stock's going to go up so high, it's not commensurate with the rest of his skill set. I think there's a pretty well-rounded receiver there. He's not perfect. He's definitely not Tyreek Hill yet. But I liked him enough to think the Bills should have taken him. I mean, but again, what do I know? But I know he's not Tyreek Hill. He could completely bust. The Bills might be betting on that by passing on him, recognizing that there was a chance.
They're betting
that the team they can't beat, they traded with,
that they've beaten 3 years in a row in their own stadium. They are betting.
When it doesn't matter.
Sure. They are betting that the tier of receivers from late last night into tonight, maybe well into tonight, is so flat and has so many options that they don't mind not picking the first guy. And eventually that the clock runs out on you if you never take one, but I am here to say, of course they will take one. Of course they will take one of these guys that Jeremy has the stickers and maybe two by tomorrow, if not by tonight. I think that's possible. The caller mentioned next year's 2 seconds. That is correct. And didn't we all think immediately at the Diggs trade that, oh, well, this is a way to move up in the draft? They didn't move up, but it's still a piece. And this guy knows how to work the room, Bean. Like, he's demonstrated that. So I am optimistic. 803-0550 for your calls.
And I am more.
And you are the Bulldog.
I'm a little terrified. But I'm bang your head against the wall. But I'm also enjoying myself.
Yes.
I'm going to have fun at this party, no matter what. Huh? Slip anything in my drink, I'll tell you that.
Good. Tyler Dunn today, his analysis last night and what's next. Also, Sal Capaccio as we get closer to round 2, 7 o'clock for that. Bill's on the clock at that point. Sal will join us. The plan is at 6, and probably if something else happens, we'll just, you know, buzz him then. Thanks for listening. It's going to be a very interesting day and night. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.